Several former and current members of the military, gay, lesbian, and transgender, spoke out about President Trump's ban. Sue Fulton was in the first class at the United States Military Academy at West Point to admit women and lives in New Jersey with her partner. She says LGBT men and women want to fight for their country.
This isn't just about fairness. This is about military readiness, and the troops know it. One of the most welcome results of this week is that our transgender service members have heard the same message loud and clear from their peers and those higher up in the chain of command. We value you, and we have your back.
Captain Evelyn Rydance is an active member of the Special Forces and a transgender woman.
I'm grateful for the privilege that I've had to serve with the best soldiers in the world. And we've been able to do some amazing things in some remarkable places. And we were able to do that because we all raised our hands and we all came together for a reason. And there are thousands of people like me who are going to keep raising our hands and doing those things.
Amber Hikes, City of Philadelphia's head of LGBT affairs, says the rally had two messages, supporting past and present LGBTQ members of the military and fighting to keep their right to serve.
Government-sanctioned discrimination has absolutely no place in Philadelphia. It has absolutely no place in this country. We cannot go backwards. And we will resist oppression at every single turn and in every single place that we see it.
While it's not clear how the Pentagon would implement President Trump's ban, those gathered are organizing service members to challenge in court if necessary. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.